Six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Is it wet? I think it is mostly dry. Okay, heads up, pay attention. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another extraordinarily exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. What is that? Okay, yeah, 1930. It's Dubious Goals Committee time. And I'm going to cut the introduction a little bit short here today. But what you need to know is that I slept fairly well. I'm a little less sore today, so I'm moving. I'm grooving. And you might be wondering where I am, because you're probably thinking, wait, do I hear outdoor sounds? Well, yes. Yes, you do, for I am outside today. And I'm down in the creek. Squirrel. I'm down in the creek because today. Wait, I hear something. The hell is that? Today is, it's ice day. Today is that day that we seem to get every year, where it's a very warm day in January. And it's it's 40 degrees American and rising. That's about 5 degrees Celsius, and that's plenty warm enough for me to go outside. Ooh. So I thought, yeah, not only do we have to go outside, we got to go a couple different places, because today really is an ice day, because there's no ice, except there is. I'm walking over here to the edge of the creek. Creek is completely frozen. You realize, of course, that means I have to walk on it. I'm creek walking. I gotta do some creek walking. So yeah, the creek here is frozen, and that makes perfect sense because it's shallow. It has been cold enough to freeze. And so this creek is all frozen. But this doesn't mean that it's safe to go walking on the lake at Herrenhaven or anything like that. I'm on the ice. I'm sliding up the ice. This is normally where we have to do the island hopping. Oh, here's some beautiful tracks in this dirt. It's Mati tracks. I found Mati tracks. But that's not what we're really down here to look for. What we are down here for is, of course, birds. When I realized how warm it was and then we could go outside, I said, yep, it's bird day. This isn't ice day, it's bird day. Because this is the time of year when we start to see eagles and stuff in other places. But right now, I'm just looking for owls. As I walk up the middle of the creek. This is very convenient. Well, this is interesting. What happened here? We have interesting ice right here. There was water flow after this all froze. Hi, Mr. Squirrely. There's a squirrel above me. I'm looking up into trees. Looking for owls. I'm always trying to remember what the earliest date we ever have found owls. Has it been in January? I think it's in February when these guys start to arrive. Okay, so I have now walked up the creek as far as I can go, because now all the trees that have fallen down into the creek are blocking my passage. It's cool though. I'm walking under this big tree. Bird flew away. Ooh. Yeah, I can't get through there. I can't get through and you can't go any further. And some water is seeping into my shoe. There's a little bit of surface water on the ice. Take a step forward, Tobe. Okay, I'm using this vantage point. I can feel water soaking into... Let's back up a little bit. Oh, wait, we can stand on the sandbar here. Lots of tracks under the tree. Okay, looking around. I'm not seeing any owls or any other evidence of owls. What other evidence would there be, Tobe? Well, you know, like owl pellets or obvious, you know, kill zones. I do not see any kills. And these are easy to find. You'll just find a whole bunch of feathers in a pile. Oh, you know, maybe about 30, 40 centimeters in diameter. There'll just be this circle of feathers. That's always hilarious. I'm going to go up on the bank here. Because this will... this will ease my transition out of here. Because as much as I kind of want to hang around here and just have ice day and walk up and down the creek on the ice, I might have to come back later to do this. We need to... sit down on the log. We're good. Okay, I hear chirp, 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 chirp down there. Is that a bird complaining about owls? What I was saying is we need to check for eagles. This is not... We can fairly well predict we're not going to see any owls today, but... this is the kind of day in which... we see eagles. And so... we need to go to a more... eagle-friendly... location. A location where we've known... we've been known to see... eagles. So, is anybody looking? We're just gonna warp over there. And, there'll be some strange, noisy, musical interlude as we go.
Challenge. That is how you automatically enter yourself to win with Scott and Kelly.
Brock's Skidoogery. What does that sound I hear? Sounds like a blue jay. Okay, I've warped over here to Tranquility Park. We're on the heron side. But we're in some wind. I can't figure out how to get out of the wind. Alright, what's this blue jay complaining about? Is he just being yappy? Ooh, listen to that. I'm standing directly under the power lines and they're all crackly. Okay. What's this damn blue jay complaining about? Hey, what are you looking at? What's the damn problem? He's right above me right now. Yeah, scrack to you too. Yeah, you better run. The raptors are going to eat you because you're delicious. Okay, so I'm on the trail. I'm on the trail that goes up along the creek. The big creek. The big patio. I can see across into the cornfield. It's not a cornfield right now. But I don't see anything. Oh, part of the creek is frozen. It's been that cold. When this creek freezes, you know it's been cold. This creek is much deeper than the creek by my house for a longer distance. It's wider, and the water flow is much, much faster. Much, he says. All right, so I'm just looking up into trees, checking logs. Don't check the logs, Tobe. This is not log checking season. This is looking up in the air season. So yeah, on my right is the creek. Over on my left, 60 meters away, is the softball diamond complex. So we're walking by, and it's funny because on these light fixtures, on these big giant poles that have the lights for the softball fields, because yes, we do play softball late into the night here in Omaha, Nebraska. Oh, sometimes on these lights you can find birds, big birds. They'll just be hanging out. Very nice roosts. Very good places for birds to stand and look around and look for prey to swoop down on. All right, we might be back into the windy zone. I'm kind of walking head into the wind, so I think, yeah, we're getting some wind noise, but please tolerate it, because maybe we'll find something good. Oh, crap. Yeah, big gusts of wind. What if I do this? Except I can't walk backwards all the way there, so what if we do this? Maybe this will help. Okay. So basically, I'm about to get past the softball fields, which means we got to go through the little ravine here in about another 20 meters. And the wind is really starting to pick up. I'm looking ahead into, well, that one tree where we saw that eagle just hanging out that one time when I got that good photograph. And I'm approaching an electric pylon. Birds will sometimes get in here. I've seen hawks sitting up there. Okay, quick check of all the light fixtures on the softball diamond. On the big, I don't see anything. Okay. Let's traverse the ravine here. And I can see up into that eagle tree. I'm not seeing anything yet. Where's my eagles? Come on, buddies. Where are you? Whoa, what was that sound over there? There's something over there. What the hell was that? Okay, we gotta go over here. No, we gotta go the other way. Being as I don't immediately see any eagles, and being as I'm not seeing any herons down there in the heron zone, we're gonna backtrack here a little bit so that we can loop around and get on the return path that comes around the back of the softball fields in this little copse, because there's a little There's a little foresty bit here. And I heard something in here, and it was loud. And it was moving through leaves. And it did not sound like a squirrel. Okay. I'm looking around. There's the sound. Hear that? It is squirrels. There's a black squirrel chasing a red squirrel up and down a log and making noises. And now they're going crazy over here in the trees. Ah, so yeah, what I heard was not a squirrel. It was multiple squirrels. And that's why it sounded so weird. Yeah, I'm watching you clowns. Squirrels. And the black squirrel is chasing two reds and making funny sounds. He says, rah, rah, rah. I've never heard squirrels make that sound. They're having a fun time. These are younger squirrels. They're way up in a tree now. I'm just watching them. They're having a fun time. Okay, that's cool. I'm having a fun time too. Out here on this lovely warm day. Which is probably ice day if we're gonna be technical. I do love being technical. Alright, so as we come out of the little copse here. Oh, what can I see? I'm looking up and down the power corridor, which is also the floodplain. I can hear the electricity in the wires above me. It's saying zzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzz for. Tobe, thank you for being my most grateful worshiper. What the hell are you doing walking around out here when you could be at home playing with your synth? Well, what the hell am I? Oh yeah, we're looking for birds. We're looking for giant birds, because this is when we find giant birds. It's always this time of year. Oh, okay, but, you know, speaking of synth, I am waiting for a new synth thing to arrive, because I ordered it. And I got a message today that said that it'll be here by Friday, 9 p.m. Why do they say that? 9 p.m. Everybody knows the post office doesn't deliver at night. It drives me crazy. There's never been a package delivered before or delivered after 5 p.m. in this world. Anyway, there was something I wanted to do, though. I've been thinking about the new thing that's coming and how I'm going to drive it. And I've come up with many ideas and solutions, but before I pull the trigger on anything, I'm going to wait for it to get here. Because depending on how it works, I might want to build some stuff instead of buy some stuff. I might want to build some stuff anyway, and I probably will. But I'm thinking I'm also going to need a clock divider. I'm going to need another clock divider. And I was thinking, you know what we should get? We should get that rotating clock divider that's, strangely enough, made by the same company. Plus, I think it comes as a kit, so I could just save a lot of money and build that. There's nothing to a clock divider. Or I could get the dope for, or I could get, yeah, anyway. So many possibilities, and I'm very excited about all of them. Well, so what was I going to tell you? What was this leading up to? totally lost my train of thought. Looking up into the sky. Oh yeah, I remembered. Then I thought of it, because I was thinking about synth stuff last night. Hey, this is an animal trail. There's a marmot been running around over here too. I had an idea last night. And I was thinking, okay, here's the idea. Because the modeling synthesizer will take external inputs for the resonating side of it. There's basically activation and resonation, resonating, the resonator side of this thing. And so I thought, that's what we need to do. We need to plug the new oscillators, or maybe just one of them, the new oscillators that I've been building, we should plug that into the resonator of the modeling synth and see if that does anything interesting. And so I did that. Well, at least I tried to do that. I did it, but it was really late. It was like 1:30. I should be going to bed, not be messing around with this stuff. And yeah, I plugged it in. I had a difficult time trying to get it to do anything. And then I realized I was doing it wrong. And then I realized that there was other things running. I thought, no, I don't want to mess with it because it'll ruin what I have. But I don't even like what I have, and why not ruin it anyway? Because eventually we need to unpatch this stupid synth patch. And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, what stupid synth patch? This stupid synth patch. This is idiotic. Why are we even doing this? It makes no sense. But, you know, I always claim that it's not about making sense, so what am I complaining about? Stop this. Stop the damn synth. That's not what we're here to do. We need to plug this thing into this other thing. So, how am I going to do this exactly? Well, can barely hear that. Turn that up. Give me some gain. Still not loud enough. What channel is this in? Not that one. Is it in this one? No. What about this one? Is it this one? Yes. Okay, so the first thing we need to do is plug a thing in. We need to get some power out of the offset generator, and then we take another cable and we plug it into this thing down here, and then we take this cable and we plug it into here. Now it's in. Can we hear it? Ooh, I heard something. There's something faint. Okay, we're in the faint cycle, I think. Okay, here we go. Ooh, yeah, we've got some synth or something. Let's give it a little more juice. Let's give it some effects. Let's give it some more damn gain. Why is it so not loud? Okay, now we're going into the soft cycle again. So let's plug it into this side of the machine first. I'm hearing nothing. I'm hearing absolutely nothing. Turn this stuff up. Are we getting anything? We're not going to get anything out of this side, are we? I don't think so. So let's turn some of that stuff back. Let's go into the other side again. All right, where's my sound? We need to hear wee. Why am I not hearing anything? See, this is why this thing is so scrooby. Okay, I can tell by the LED that we're in the soft cycle now. We should be hearing something. Plug it back in again. Got nothing. Why is there nothing? That can't be right. What the damn? It should be going. It worked 2 seconds ago. Everything is still the same way that it was. Okay, well. Oh, yeah, here we go. I've figured it out. I didn't push the thing in all the way. But why does this not work? It should work over here. Okay, let's not even think about it. What will this do if we start turning some knobs? Let's wait for it to make a noise again. Yeah, I don't have much control over anything. Okay, that's weird. If I move this, kind of can get some weird sounds. Okay, so let's give that some fast LFO then and see what we get. Now we gotta wait for it to do its thing again because it's in the quiet. Okay, that was strange. Very nice. Very weird. Very too much gain. Alright, now let's start giving it some outboard effects. First thing we're going to do is give it some delay and some symphonic reverb. We're in the quiet cycle. Hold on a second. This is going to wig out here in a second. Nice. Now let's give it some pitch shifting. Oh, daddy. Oh, we got some weirdness now. Let's roll the bass off so we can give it some more gain here. Yeah, maybe a little too much. Yeah, we're into some deep tobe science here. Because, well, I make things that are a little loose, a little out of control. And that's fine. Okay, so we now know that we can do this. If it's something that we really want to do. Let's see what happens if we starve it a little bit. It gets weird. It gets damn weird. I'm dialing down the offset. I'm giving it a little bit not enough voltage. Is it going to go? It will. Wow. That was nutty. Let's see if it'll give us something else crazy. Oh, yeah, it's just doing all kinds of wacky crap, isn't it? The science of synth. That was a good one. Oh, that reminds me. I saw something else that I want. And I think it comes as a kit, too, so I should check that out. I need to get on my computer. Oh, end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me.
For who?
The end of the line, yes.
Oh, yes. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day. At 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta build some more synth and do some damn science and... Maybe I should eat some lunch. That could be good.
70-70.